Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a little shtick on your big shtick. We don't have the ha-ha.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, how's everybody doing out there today?
Kind of gloomy out there. I don't like it. Give me some sun.
Big day for me.
Golf.
Nope.
Checkup.
Better. In a way.
Networking.
Gym.
Haircut.
Oh, yeah. Leave the top long, Steiny. I was with you. She got you looking good.
You know, you get to be my age, ladies and gentlemen, and a haircut becomes one of the highlights of the week.
I told you about my doc I want to do.
No. Tell me.
Evan, sometimes I wish he had headphones. I want to be there when men and women get their hair done for the women and guys get haircuts. No matter what, you could be going to do 30 for life, 30 to life. But when you get out of that chair, it's just, there's something about the world. Like, I'm ready. New money. It's euphoria, the real euphoria. Don't you see it?
Well, yeah.
Look around today when you go in.
I feel
walking to the car, you feel brand new. You might still be overweight and got your stuff going, but you just feel
you
like...
You mean you, plural, not me particular. You said you've got your overweight, but...
Well, I wasn't talking... Hey, Abundant Life, shout out. But no, just for the people dealing with stuff, Steiny.
No, I got you. How about this? This is a little weird. I don't know where it comes from, but whenever I get a haircut...
Yeah.
I usually work out after the haircut. I don't understand it, but
that is weird. And I don't want you to get mad at me. It's kind of unbelievable.
Well, I didn't say recently.
But Evan!
This is back when I was...
In the field.
Well, I mean, I'll get a haircut today and then I'll walk 6 blocks to BART. That counts.
Right? I used to get a haircut and hit the club. That's how I do it, Evan.
Jeffrey's Inner Circle.
Oh, my 14th!
Well, you got to take a shower after you get a haircut. So you might as well go work out.
She washes my hair. I love getting my hair washed. Yeah.
Well, your hair's not the issue. It's the little hairs that you have strung around your shirt and your neck and kind of seep into your... Yeah.
Well, that is one thing that I did make a fundamental mistake. I wore a sweater on a day you get a haircut. So maybe I'll take the sweater off as she cuts and then I'll put it back on. Otherwise, it's going to be itchy.
Because I got to do this. I'm going to use you on me. Seems like you just got a haircut. How often you get your haircut?
Well, I'm glad I asked.
When you and Evan ask, Goo, it feels like you get your haircut. I'm like, dude,
well,
once a month.
I'm glad you asked that, Goo. And it's no secret, my stylist is Lucia.
Yeah, I met her.
She's wonderful. And how about this, Goo? She'll cut your hair, and then you can go back in a month to get it trimmed up a little.
That's what we call a touch-up.
Yeah, but she doesn't charge you for the touch-up.
Wow.
Now, I tip the hell out of her.
Black barber's charging you.
And so...
That's dope.
So, yeah, I got a trim. You know what?
You're good.
This is the problem with working with young people.
Nobody said anything.
I got a haircut, then I got a touch up. So maybe that's why you feel like I'm doing it more frequently now. But really, I'm just getting a touch up.
I hope Abanya is not listening. Mark!
I'm sure he is. The hell else does he have to do?
Dude, he's living the life.
I know he is. I'm going to be joining him soon.
What you mean?
In retirement. Dude, I'm planting that seed.
The president's kicking that number back down the road. You might have to be 80 to retire.
Stock market come back yet?
Thoughts and prayers to all the people in L.A.
Which people in particular?
Everybody that's affected. I mean, black, brown, especially all these raids. And I hate to see it, Stoney. That's all.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. I'll just say that.
We know why it's getting worse.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Max Muncy is a Dodger who is a Giants killer. And I just wanted to play this because it's interesting. Last night, the Dodgers beat the Padres 8-7. And, you know, the Padres and Dodgers have something going on in terms of rivalry. But apparently, it doesn't measure up. Listen to Max Muncy. And then I want to ask you how it feels when a guy you don't like flatters you.
The Padres bring everything that is in a rivalry, but you only have one rival. I don't like when people say you have rivals. I just think if you have a rival, it's your, you know, it's your counterpart, and that's always going to be the Giants for the Dodgers, at least, and it's always going to be the Red Sox for the Yankees. People always made the argument that the Astros and Yankees had a good rivalry going, and it's like, that's true, but you only have one rival. And so for me, like I said, the Padres bring everything that a rivalry brings. For me, your rival is just one team. You don't have multiple teams as your rival.
He's speaking to me.
Yeah, but
one rival.
I watched that
and
game
one
last
rival
night.
Only.
I'm telling you, you talk about Hatfields and McCoys, the Padres, and it's been this way for the last 3 to 4 years, longer. But the Padre Dodger game I watched last night went extra in Stoney. Electric, just the atmosphere in both venues. But last night they were in San Diego, and I'm not going to say I disagree with them. How? But as a fan, I get what he's saying, but I think he's trying to rub the Padres' face in it because he knows that they're a rival, not historically like the Giants and Dodgers. I get that.
I like the idea that you only have one rival.
Yeah, and we did a show, not too long ago. We said, who are the rivals for the Niners? Who are the rivals for the Giants? And it's Dodgers.
And that's the team that bothers me most, the 49ers. You know, to hear fans talk about it, they got six rivals. The Cowboys, they're a rival. The Packers, yeah. Seattle, of course. Get out of here. You can only have one at a time. One rival at a time. Otherwise, it doesn't mean as much.
But let's just say since 2004, I just can't get over one of the best NFC championship games I've ever witnessed. Up in Seattle, Cap versus Russell Wilson, and Sherman got the interception and was yelling at Aaron Andrews. Remember that?
2004?
Well, since 2004. That was 12, 13, 4, around there. But anyway, my point being, Stoney, is that rivalry between Mr. USC, the gum chewer, and Harbaugh was second to none to me. So I always feel like, yes, a division rival, but Seattle and the Niners have something.
Fair enough. Let's go to Valerie in San Francisco.
Hey.
Valerie wants to talk to you about the Valkyries. Hey, Valerie, how are you?
I'm great, guys. Hey, it was a really exciting game last night. I was wondering what were your favorite parts of the game.
Well, I have it on tape, but Guru did see it, so I'll defer to Gu on this one.
The defense and the tenacity from, and I see this often every time I watch the Valkyries play, but the defense that they had on that last possession against Plum to send it to overtime. And they kind of, to me, let the game get to overtime. So they didn't blow anything, but they could have, you know, had their heads hung low. They didn't, and they balled. They executed. They got the victory. And that's why that was the best part of the game to me. Outside of their record, I'm like, uh-oh, something's cooking here, young lady.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, too. There were some bold statements by the post-game crew about maybe making the playoffs.
Oh, my.
Do you think that's a realistic talk, I mean, for the first year of an expansion team?
Well, I think that's a great question for Goo.
Yeah, you're 4-5 right now. What, fifth in the Western Conference division? But being that you are a new team, but you're not new to playing basketball, my goal would be let's just keep playing fundamental sound basketball and the record will take care of itself. But could you imagine if somehow they qualified for it? So I'm not getting mad at any Valkyrie fan kind of looking down the road saying, what if? How about you?
Yeah. I am really hopeful. And, you know, another reason that I called, I'd really love to hear you guys cover them a little bit more vigorously in your morning programs. I've been listening for a couple hours, and it felt like kind of a letdown having watched that exciting overtime win. And then, you know, that we're talking about the Panthers, we're talking about movies. We're, you know, I just would love to hear some more Valkyries coverage. I think there's a lot of excitement out there in the Bay. The games are being well attended. And as a season ticket holder, I'd really love to be able to check in and hear some talk to kind of build up more enthusiasm.
I'll tell you what, let's do this. You be our correspondent. Once, twice a week, you call us and we'll chop it up about Valkyrie basketball. How about that?
You got it.
There you go.
And I look forward to it, and I look forward to hearing more about the team. I think this is one of the most exciting developments for women's sports in the country and certainly for the Bay.
No doubt about that. Thank you, Valerie. Appreciate the call.
Oh, it is real. I mean, the building sold out. Like, can you honestly look at me, Steiny, and say, and maybe you did, I didn't think it would be sold out like it has
Yes.
this early on.
Yes.
But what, I'm just asking you, what gave you that confidence knowing that the building would be sold out? Like, I truly, Steiny, and I'm a WNBA fan, I didn't know what to base it on.
Well, maybe you should have based it on
Warriors.
Raymond Ritter telling the entire Bay Area that they had 14,000 season ticket applications.
Man.
That would give an indication that they were going to be very, very popular. I'm being Tony.
No, I'm just like Steiny. They
like it feels like they knew they were going to sell out a year ago. Mm. Now, the one thing I am kind of serious about is don't be too good. Don't be too good this first year.
That is too funny. But if you can make the playoffs, the hell with Juju, Steiny.
Yeah, and real quick, I'm not
like Caleb.
I'm not going to do it.
What were you going to do?
I was going to say how many teams now make the postseason in WNBA. But then I decided I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that? Yeah. That's just not very nice.
I appreciate that phone call.
By the way, here's the other piece of good news, and you can take this to the bank as somebody who understands. Caitlin Clark is starting to do a little light work.
Think she'll make it in time?
Yeah, so the Valkyries play the Fever June 19th, which is next Thursday. Next Thursday. And so... I think she's going to be here. I think she's going to play. And that was the concern that maybe she wouldn't be healthy by then. But it seems like she's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, Steiny, four players in double figures for the Valkyries last night. And again, I just keep they got that word, Steiny, that M word, moxie. Like every time you think like things are going the wrong way, they do something. The coach is just, I like her. I'm all in. I got to get out there to a game fast, in a hurry.
You might have to pay for those tickets.
No, that's what I want to do.
They're really expensive.
Okay, but you get what you pay for. I got the merch. Like I've seriously parked the caddy, walked up the steps, and purchased Valkyrie gear. Who can say that here at the station?
Seven other people.
No, not
Evan. What are you wearing today, my man?
Not
Valkyrie.
The origin of it. The origin.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Let me give you this last tidbit, Steiny. They won a game on the road shooting 5 of 32 from deep. So that lets you know that they were dotting their I's and crossing their T's with all the other stuff that goes in the game of basketball, rebounded, defense. Like, I'm telling you, we got something.
What do we got? What do we got? I mean,
the caller mentioned playoffs is too early. We're nine games in. I know. I thought they might be 1-8, like an expansion team. 2-7, 0-9. Played the Liberty tough twice. One got away, but I'm just saying. There's reason to be excited. That's all.
I think the reason to be excited is the fact that they have generated this much interest. Mm. Yeah, they're off to a 4-5 start, but I'm just saying. It's a long season.
No doubt.
Where have you heard that before? Long season. Hey, I want to play this sound real quick, getting back to the Giants for the rest of the segment. And by the way, coming up at 11:15 after this segment, we're gonna be asking our listeners for some help. And we're going to compile a list, but we need your help. We've gotten started on this list. And if you're saying, Steiny, what are you talking about? I'll give you more details on the other side. But I'm excited about it. I'm excited about this list because we're going to be able to add to it and have a great conversation about it. Jim Mole, our main man, latest reports have Caitlin Clark returning before the Valkyries game. So that's good news. They only make one Bay Area appearance per season, and hopefully Caitlin Clark will be...
No, she actually comes twice. Remember, she's coming... they come again. I want to say... Remember, we talked about it. She'll be back. Yeah. I'll get the date for you. She'll be back.
I could have sworn they're only here once.
Yeah, but Evan had... Remember, Evan had brought it up twice. I want to say late August, Donnie, somewhere around there. Now, why would you just blow? You learn something new every day.
Okay, 7 times.
Okay, bring the tone down.
In the last 3 weeks, everybody at the station has said they come once. A season, the fever, you infants. How come nobody corrected anybody in the last 3 weeks?
We did last Evan, week, and you just forgot.
Yeah, it's okay. Evan did it, and I remember I go, it was 2 times. Remember I said I'm going to be in Texas when she comes this first one, and then I was like, shucks. And then Evan goes, oh, she'll be back.
What do you like about Muncie, Steiny?
What do I like about what?
What? Muncie. The sound.
I played it. What I like is that, yes, he's right. One rival at a time. Just stands to reason. And he's saying, like, my question is this. Nobody likes Max Muncie up here.
Oh, my God.
If you're a Giants fan.
I hit it in the ocean.
But he just complimented your franchise. So do you like him now? You got to like him a little bit more.
Do you ever unlike your enemy? No.
Well, you could. Nah, I don't want to go there. But it's a compliment.
Well, we all know, like, if you told me, if we went throughout the, just like the Warriors rival, it was Cleveland for a minute, but the bottom line, Stoney, is the natural rival for the San Francisco Giants is the Dodgers. So Muncy didn't tell us anything we didn't know, but he doubled down on it. You know, if I'm a Padre or a Diamondback or any other team, I got something for him.
Well,
okay?
it's interesting, though, because if you watched the Dodgers broadcast last night.
Which I did, and we just talked about it.
Yeah, but Oral Hershiser said that the best rivalry in sports is the Dodgers and the Padres.
Yeah, that was said.
So Muncy is rebuking someone who was a part of that rivalry when it was actually at its height. And they did footnote the 2021 season, but even the Dodgers broadcast and all the analysts are saying the best rivalry in sports are the Padres and the Dodgers, and Max Muncy is saying that's not true.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Let me ask you this, Evan, because you're a little more tapped in down there. How big of a rivalry is the Padres versus the Dodgers, rather?
It's the best rivalry in baseball right now.
And I believe that.
All right, so you disagree with Muncy.
I hear what he's saying, but rivalries are generally competitive. The Dodgers have beat the Padres twice in the postseason. The Padres have beat them once. There is generally a geographic connection, of which I believe is 80 miles between L.A. and San Diego. And there's also a level of star power involved in those rivalries.
That's true.
Which San Diego and L.A. both have, which is something the Giants currently do not. Mm. But I also understand what Muncy's saying, which is like, And actually, Hershiser last night used this example. He was saying when they were in New York in the first, you know, decade or two or three after moving, it was a rivalry because of their connection to the West Coast and the birth of baseball out here. But in recent years, it hasn't been a rivalry because the Giants for the last 10 years have largely been a dormant franchise.
That makes sense. What about the simple that Orioles just disrespecting the Giants?
You could say that too.
Maybe just throwing some fuel on the fire. But yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that the Dodgers or the Giants rivalry, how it goes the other way, I guess it's probably up to what the individual players on the team feel, but it feels like it's a little bit split. We were talking about Willy Adames yesterday, hitting 193. Had the day off on Sunday, so they gave him 2 days off before this series. Harold Reynolds of the MLB Network.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to play this for you, Goo, and you tell me if...
Because I hadn't heard.
Because I think you're going to go... I think you're going to give one of your patented... on this one. This is Harold Reynolds on Adames and the ballpark.
You look at Willy Adames last year with the Brewers to what he's done this year in the first year of his $180-plus million contract. I mean, it's not recognizable. Those stats aren't recognizable.
What did we say yesterday? Not so fast? Where did he come from? Tampa. Then he went to Milwaukee. Those are ballparks for the ball not looking like this. I just want you to see the ballpark. And when you drop in, wow, the difference in Milwaukee and San Francisco, and I'm not even factoring in wind and everything else, that's just dimensions. So let's go back to Milwaukee and look at some of the balls that he was hitting, and he's standing there pimping. This ain't going nowhere in San Francisco. That ball's out in Milwaukee, but it's not going anywhere in San Francisco. I mean, these are balls we're sitting there going, man, stand there and watch it. What a bomb. Look at that. I'm just going to show you real quick what I'm talking about. Here's an opposite field power. It looks like it's way out there, right? But when you start looking at the dimensions in San Francisco, those balls are out. Maybe they're off the wall. They're not going out the park. You're not watching it. You better get on your horse. So Willie's had to learn the hard way.
Let's hope he's not right, because it sounds like to me he's saying nothing's going to change. It's just where he's at in regard to he doesn't play all 162 at third and King, Stoney, but Harold's talking about he might be in the wrong locale as far as used to hit the ball and pimp it and watch it go far, far away. Now all of a sudden those balls are going to die. So if I'm a Giant fan and I hear that sound, I hope Harold Reynolds is wrong and this is truly just, you know, a slump for a guy signed a big contract going to another team. Because if it's not, then Stoney, if I'm a Giant fan, this thing is not going to get better. And well, that's what's scary.
Well, let's...
And I'm trying to look at his splits, what his average is at home and his away, at home versus away. to kind of go against, hey, Harold, it ain't just he's hitting better at home than he is on the road. So explain that part.
But I assume Reynolds is right that he's hit balls this year that would have gone out in Miller Park. They haven't. And he's finding that out. The question is, does he have to change his approach? Is he just going to become a different kind of player here? One that doesn't hit 32 homers? Although, obviously asking him to do that in this park, even before the season started, was probably asking a lot. But it sounds to me like maybe this is an unsolvable problem unless when it gets hot in the summer.
That's what I've been.
Yeah. But I kind of agree with Reynolds. That's nothing to really hang your hat on.
Yes, Donnie, he's hitting 202 at home, and I'm wrong, 184 on the road this year.
I mean, so, I look at that as, man, he stinks both places.
Yeah.
Like an 18-point difference.
And I don't want to hand out scholarships, but, I mean, we're all human. Do you think he's trying to live up to this $180 million contract? Could he be putting extra pressure on himself? But whatever that answer is, it doesn't suffice. The Giants need what they paid for, especially as the deadline approaches and you could show some life. Maybe you don't pull off a deal because you look like your old self. But if Harold's right and this is just, boy, you went from the, in regard to the ball traveling, the penthouse to the outhouse, I mean, man, it doesn't sound like this thing could turn around.
Well, I wonder inside the Giants front office if they saw Adamas' numbers last year and thought, well, we know he's probably not going to do that here. And that, to me, would be a very logical thought process.
But even with that mindset, Steiner, you could admit this is below that minimum. Okay.
I mean, it's unacceptable. And they got 3 games in Colorado coming up. And
you would think.
You would think it's time to get some hits.
Yeah.
I want to say he's 2 for his last 30, and he's 6 for his last 66.
Baseball's up. Steiny! Man.
I mean.
The morning guys had a good, I'll tell you on the other side, a good poll. Which contract, if you could get rid of one, Ayuk or Adamas, if you could do over?
Are those the only two guys to choose from? Mm-hmm.
Well, why would you want to put somebody else in there? Or if you I think you can save it.
I'll save it for the other side.
You want to add.
But also on the other side, we're seeking your help, listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We're creating a list. We've started it. And hopefully we're going to have some fun doing it because it was my idea and I'd really like to see that through on 95.7.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.